Okay, yeah, it's the 15th, I think. Pretty sure. March the 15th, it's, what time is it? Showing the time. 11:29 a.m. Yeah, that's right, I missed two days, that's right. I had a good excuse. It was storming on Wednesday. I am so sore today from shoveling yesterday. I missed pie day. I went to the grocery store, I forgot to get pie. Gonna make it up, we're gonna have pizza pie for dinner. I did on that yesterday, except I didn't think of it in time. Nose is running, back is sore, my legs are killing me. The last half hour was in snow. The people on that side of West 20th Street didn't shovel for half a mile. And I couldn't get into the street because the traffic was too heavy. So my thighs are killing me, my hips are killing me. I'm just barely hobbling along. Ah, oh, such a wreck. But I'm out, I'm walking, I'm moving. I spent too much time this morning playing Banished. The thing with Banished is that it's like Minecraft. It's just, oh yeah, let me just do this one more thing. Oh my, I'm almost out of firewood. Let me just reroute some of these logs. And then the traders come and the vendors top off. And so yeah, it's easy to get lost. It's a good game. I like the game. It's a very meditative game. So my brain is free to munch away on things in the background. I almost went to bed without writing last night. That would have been a shame because I got some good words in last night. I also got the first of the new newsletters out. It was scheduled to drop at 2 a.m. this morning on the 15th. The Ides of March. Apparently somebody on Facebook was talking about Trump was like Caesar, having trouble with the Senate. And the reply was, comparing Trump to Caesar in the Ides of March. Interesting strategy. Well, that's as far as I'm going down the political rabbit hole. I just thought it was amusing. Oh, shit. This is why I scraped my side. This is why I'm sore this morning. I scraped my sidewalks. The storm on Wednesday was, it started as rain, and then as the temperatures dropped, the water on the sidewalks, streets all froze, because it was a good rain, it was heavy rain, and in a lot of places, the changeover happened on the ground. In such a way that the smooth ice sheets of the water freezing on the ground got little bumps all over them from the new fresh raindrops falling on the freezing ice. So that was interesting. But the net result was about a half an inch of ice on the sidewalk that had to come up in order for the sidewalks to warm up enough to melt whatever was left. And here I have clean, clear, almost dry sidewalks to walk on now for a while. My shoveling muscles are complaining because I used a square-toed garden spade to pry the ice off the sidewalks, which is a lot of bending. And my back is saying, asshole. But it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. Sky blue. Sun is almost due south now. It's almost noon. It probably is due south here because we're on the eastern side of Mountain Time, the Mountain Time Zone. Oh no, it can't be because this is daylight saving, so it's still an hour away. Anyway, forget I mentioned it. But the sun is pretty high in the sky. Getting some nice solar gain on my jacket, on my face. I took my gloves off because I needed to lose some heat. Slogging along on that ice was just on the snow. It didn't help that the fallen snow and the ice underneath it had a layer of road trash where the snowplows had gone through and thrown all the slush up on top of it, and it froze overnight. Okay, everybody comes to the stop sign at the same time. I see this guy. This guy plowed, did his yard, but then the wind came along and picked up the loose snow and covered it over again. I could see where the snowblower, the plow tracks went over it. It's just this loose snow or the whole bit. Okay, I'm gonna step. I'm gonna walk in the street here because I got another patch of this crusty, impossible crap to walk in. It's a bike lane. I'm gonna walk in it. Should I pretend I'm bicycling? No, probably not. Bleh. So I was talking about the newsletter. The newsletter went out last night, and one of the recommendations is ask a question, ask them to reply. And it went out to over 1,000 people. So I got up to an inbox that had, I don't know, 20, 30 responses in it. I'm really glad. I'm really grateful. It's the first month it's fun. I've had about, I don't know, 60 emails back. I asked for book recommendations. And most people who recommend me are things I've already read, but that's okay. What guy reminded me of P.S. Power. Philip Power. And I'd started a series of his called Young Ancients, and it was intriguing enough. I went through the first four books, but then it got to be the curse of the sequence, the curse of the series. But they were the same book over and over again, just, you know, stakes are a little higher, the magic has to go to the next level, but basically the same story. So I really liked him. I had other things to read, so I read those. And to be clear, it's not like I don't have a to-be-read pile. It's about a quarter mile long. But I found some interesting stuff. A lot of people recommending trad pubs, but I wasn't clear that I don't read trad pubs in the newsletter. It's still an unusual stance, particularly for an author, I suspect. Okay, turning east, coming up on the monk post here. Eventually, my legs are so tired. I hope I'm not overdoing it too badly. Coming up, here we go. Get ready. Get set. Stay with me. Monk post. There we go. Okay. Sorry, I probably just screwed up a whole bunch of you doing it, but so I got a lot of responses. There were there was about 20 this morning. It was about 40 before around 10:30. I said, I gotta go for my walk, and I checked my mail first. There was about 40 replies there. A couple of people have taken me up on the offer to get no releases only. And about 10% of the people clicked the link that took them to Amazon to see the book I recommended, which is, I think one I talked about here in the past, like a couple of weeks ago. It was the book I just finished reading when I put together the email, so Minimum Wage Magic, Rachel Aaron. And it was quite a coincidence, because yesterday afternoon, really late in the day, Podium got in touch with me and said, we've picked a narrator for The Smuggler's Tales. And I'm going, really? Okay. And Emily Lou, not Lou, Woo. Zeller? I think that was her name. Emily Wu Zeller. And a link to her latest Audible release, which just happened to be Minimum Wage Magic. So I listened to the sample of her voice, and it wouldn't be the right voice for Tanith. But I think for Natalia and Zoya, I think it's going to be perfect. So I'm psyched. I'm stoked. She's really popular. She has a big following. So maybe these books will pick up some new fans. I won't make my much money on them, but I'll get them out in audio, and people can stop complaining about it. Having people complain is actually a good problem to have. It's like, I want to read your book, but I can't. I only listen, I don't have time to read. Okay, well, the paperback people are the ones that make me go, really? Really? You want to pay an extra $10 in order to read this on paper? Okay. The advertising experiment continues. The ads that have produced the most impressions are the ones that everybody said nobody would ever see them. they were dirt cheap. I'm going to do some more. But they're not... I'm getting a few clicks. I think I'm up to like $8.50 now in terms of how much I've spent on advertising this month so far. None of the books have had enough clicks to even begin to guess what the conversion rate might be to know how many clicks I need to get in order to sell a book. I'm still trying to redo the product description for Ishmael Wong for Quarter Share. I've thrown everything out and started again like four times. Oh, excuse me. I can't, they all look alike at this point. I need to put it down and walk away for a while. David Goffman had some good points. That by trying to make it too hooky, too selly, I kind of overlooked the real drawing card for the series, which is really it's a feel-good story. And there aren't a lot of those. Turn on the last leg, which is good because I'm on my last legs. Gotta get home and make something for lunch. Get more and I need to unzip my jacket. So yeah, I got a workout today. I had one yesterday. My body is telling me all about him. Newsletter's going good, the ads are going good. I got a lot of impressions, and I need to double check because it looks like Ravenwood is doing two or three times better. Than a normal month. Now, it might be just because Bill Cruz has been pimping Ravenwood. And it was one of the books that I linked to in one of my messages to people about coming onto the newsletter. So I suspect that there's a bunch of science fiction people who have never seen Ravenwood or heard it because it's been out so long it's sort of disappeared from awareness. So it might be something to do with that, which is a confounding factor. But the Ravenwood ads have had the most exposure. They've had the most impressions. So I don't know what's happening. Anything at this point is guess based on absence of data. None of the books have had enough clicks yet to even remotely qualify for a buy. I think the biggest one is like 9 clicks. And I'm expecting it to be between 10 and 20 clicks per sale. So we'll see how it works out. I don't know. look at these clean, dry, well, almost dry sidewalks. What a nice man must live here. Actually, everybody on the street has clear sidewalks. I made it, I'm back. Ow. Speaking of back, mine's killing me. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.